as I travel around the state, if I go to a meeting or I try to leave early in the morning and make sure I have time to stop at a Bojangles, and usually at a Bojangles, there's a local community breakfast club. Sometimes it's a Hardee, sometimes it's Biscuitville, sometimes it's the local restaurants like Amy Joe's Country Restaurant in Wilson or Cox Family Restaurant in Moorhead City. But in about every one of these breakfast clubs, as you all know, that some of the smartest people in the world come to these breakfast clubs to meet and talk about the issues of the day in state. And I usually try to listen to what they're saying. And what Treasurer Falwell talked about is exactly what people are talking about, because every fast food place I've been to, every restaurant, everybody's got signs now hiring, they can't find workers. And this one elderly man at a Bojangles looked up and he made this comment. He said, if the government would quit handing out free money, we could get people to go back to work. And I had people, you know, asked me to please relay this message to Raleigh, that I've had people actually go so far as to say we need to have a stop moratorium on all compensation for unemployment, to do something to force people to go back to work. Because I talked to a restaurant owner in Gaston County this week that said they never closed, kept working, but some of the employees went to draw unemployment. She called one of the young men that had been working for her and said, I can't come back. Said, I'm making over $1,200 a week. And I said, well, how are they doing that? She said, well, he's drawing the maximum unemployment from the state and the federal, plus working for cash under the table at different other restaurants and landscaping. So that is a topic that we hear about all the time. And so I think it is a real crisis. It's something we need to look at as elected officials. So thank you, Governor.